Blasphemy, U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops scorches Dodgers for honoring anti-Catholic drag queens. By Warner Todd Houston on June 13, 2023. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, USCCB, torched the Los Angeles Dodgers on Monday for honoring the anti-Catholic hate group the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, calling the team's actions blasphemy. On Monday, the USCCB urged Catholics to say a special prayer, the Litany of the Sacred Heart, during the Dodgers' June 16 Pride Game Day. This year, on June 16, the day of the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a professional baseball team has shockingly chosen to honor a group whose lewdness and vulgarity in mocking our Lord, His Mother, and consecrated women cannot be overstated, their statement read. This is not just offensive and painful to Christians everywhere. It is blasphemy, the USCCB wrote. It has been heartening to see so many faithful Catholics and others of goodwill stand up to say that what this group does is wrong, and it is wrong to honor them, it added. We call on Catholics to pray the Litany of the Sacred Heart on June 16. Offering this prayer is an act of reparation for the blasphemies against our Lord we see in our culture today. The team has faced other protests, as well. The group Catholic Vote, for one, has launched a $1 million ad campaign to blast the team for honoring the hate group. On June 16, a prominent anti-Catholic hate group will be honored on the field, a group that mocks Catholic nuns with vile sexual perversions, pole dances on crosses, blessings with sex toys, even sexualizing the Virgin Mary in the words of Jesus Christ, the first ad the group put out said. A fringe group like this honored, awarded, celebrated? There is no equality in mocking women religious. No tolerance in hate, no pride in anti-Catholic bigotry. Mocking Christians is not the Dodger way, the ad concluded. The trouble began when the Dodgers invited the radical hate group to its Pride game, thereby becoming the Bud Light of baseball. The Dodgers soon disinvited the group after Catholics and Christians complained. But after the radical gay lobby jumped into action, the team made a second about-face. On May 22, Dodgers president Stan Kasten proudly announced that it was re-inviting this hate group to their June 16 Gay Pride Night game. We moved too quickly, Kasten told OutSports. Since then we've had the opportunity to do a lot more talking. A lot more reading and most importantly a lot more listening. We met with the sisters earlier today, we expressed our apology, asked them to be part of our Pride Night and they have accepted. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.